I'm going to talk very briefly about long-term residual effects of potassium till cutting on corn on the no-tillage. Here are some examples of residual care studies on the no-tillage in the United States. Most of them were conducted in a two-year crop rotation. For example, in the corn-soybean rotation, the potash fertilizer was applied to corn only. Then the residual effect was evaluated on the following soybean. Not many research studies were conducted to look at the long-term residual effects. So we did a study trying to look at the residual effects of long-term care applications to preceding cutting on the following corn in terms of soil care supply, plant care nutrition, plant growth, and productivity of following corn on the no-tillage. A cutting study actually was conducted on the known insert norm at the UT West Tennessee Research and Education Center for 14 years, from 1995 to 2008. And the initial soil test care was 139 parts per million on the Medicare 3 and was in the high category under our interpretations. So the test was the RCB with 7 treatments and 3 replicates. All the potash fertilizer treatments were implemented through surface bark test under the no-tillage. And the following corn test was conducted on the same field of the previous cutting with exactly the same experiment design and plot layout. However, we didn't put any potash fertilizer for corn in order to look at the residual effects of potash applied to prior cotton. Here are the results about the soil test care. You can see in 1995, before the cotton test, the soil test care was 139 in the high range. Then look at by the end of 2008, when the cotton test was completed. You can see here at the recommended rate, 56 pounds per kilograms per hectare. That was our recommended rate for cotton on this field. So you look from here, you can see there was a little bit increase in soil test care 14 years after. Then you go from here, go further to 84, 112, 140, 138, the increase was larger in the soil test care. So the residual effect was pretty noticeable when the care application rate was at the recommended rate or above. Then note the test results by the end of 2011. When the following corn test was finished, you can say compared to the data in 2008, for sure, the soil test care went down at the recommended rate or above. And particularly at those high rates, you can say the decrease was larger under the high care application rates to previous cutting. However, If you compare the 2011 results with 1995, you can still see some increases in third test care even after 3 years of co-production without any care photonization. So there was still some residual care in those high care application rates, even after the cone test by the end of 2011. Here you can see there was an exponential decline in cell care buffering capacity when the initial cell test care decreased. So all results suggest cell care buffering capacity is a function of initial cell test care. NIF care concentration, and for cone, the care sufficiency range is 20 to 30 grams per kilogram for V6 and 18 to 30 grams per kilogram at R1. So according to those criteria, you can see here at the zero care treatment, NIF care was far below the low limit of the care sufficiency ranges. However, you look at those care treatments, the recommended rate or those high rates, 84 to 168, the NIF care concentrations were consistently above the lower limit of those care sufficiency ranges. So all results suggest the applications of potash for 14 years at the recommended rate or above really can provide sufficient care nutrition to corn for at least for 3 years. And there was like a quadratic relationship between corn yield and care rate to previous cotton. Basically here you can see about 80 to 90 kilograms per hectare of potash was needed for the following corn to achieve the maximum yields. And also we saw a very significant quadratic plateau relationship between leaf care at V6 and soil care. Here you can see approximately 80 parts per million of soil test care was needed to maintain the NIF care concentration above the lower limit of the care sufficiency range. And similar trends were observed at the R1 stage. The same, about 80 parts per million was required to keep the leaf care in the adequate range. And the third test care calibration curve for this test was statistically significant, but was kind of weak. Look at the R-squared value. And according to this curve, we need probably about 130 parts per million of third test care for the following cone to get the maximum yields. And care removal by cone grain, here you can see actually the care removal was in a range from 2.5 to 3.9 with an average of 3.1 kilograms care per tons of cone grain at the standard moisture level, 15.5%. However, our results are much lower than the previously reported results. You can see here in Wisconsin, there was a report 3.6, and then in five different states in the eastern U.S., they reported 2.7 to 5.2 with an average of 4.0. Then in Alabama, there was a report 4.0. In Iowa, actually, Antonio reported 4.5. So I guess, you know, the differences among different studies probably are related to, you know, to the cultivars of corn we used and the soil types and maybe the weather conditions. And the relationship between grain care and grain yield of corn actually was not well known. So we did a regression between grain care and grain yield. What we found here, it appeared the grain care concentration was lower on the medium yield level compared to those at either low yield or high yield level. I don't know yet exactly why we have this, but appeared in this way, and this was just one study. So summary, soil care buffering capacity is a function of soil test care. And a quadratic plateau relationship of leaf care with soil care was significant. Approximately 80 parts per million of soil care is needed to maintain leaf care to be in the sufficient range. A quadratic relationship between corn yield and care rate applied to previous cotton was significant. Corn yield increased, a care rate increased up to 80 to 90 kilograms per hectare. And care removal by grain was in the range of 2.5 to 3.9 with an average of 3.1, lower than the previously published care removal estimates. And the last point, probably the most important one for this study, surface broadcasting of care at the recommended rate or above to cutting for 14 years can provide sufficient care nutrition for following corn for at least 3 years on this high care soil. And that's it. Thank you.